You're listening to SBS News.
While Qantas shareholders held their annual general meeting, protesters are taking on Australia's biggest airline.
Qantas, come off it! Refugee lives are not for profit!
Activists turned out in droves in front of the building where the meeting was held, attempting to stop the company from taking government contracts to forcibly transport or deport refugees and asylum seekers. Leading the campaign was activist Angela Fredericks.
Our concern is that numerous authorities are saying that our government is actually breaking several refugee conventions, and the consequence of that is these airlines are essentially sending people back to danger and persecution.
Ms. Fredericks is a supporter of the Tamil family, who were seized from their home in Queensland in the middle of the night in March this year. The government intended to deport them to Sri Lanka. Their deportation from the town of Biloela has been stopped for now, but activists are targeting airlines to bring an end to their participation in the process. Activist shareholders want Qantas to take a moral lead, but the airline and most major shareholders say it should not be up to them to adjudicate the issue. Outside the AGM, some shareholders were undecided.
We had to have the profitability of the company for as a shareholder, but also we had to look into the humanity as well.
There's serious questions for the whole of Australia.
Major institutional investors followed Qantas's advice and voted down the resolution to have the airline assess refugees and asylum seekers before they travel. Qantas Chairman Lee Clifford says it's not a decision an airline can make without undermining the Australian government and judicial system.
Airlines cannot and should not conduct further adjudication or act as a third umpire on individual immigration cases.
He says the protesters are trying to hijack Qantas.
We believe that these groups should take up their concerns with the politicians directly rather than use airlines or other businesses as part of the campaign.
Alan Golden from the Australian Shareholders Association wouldn't comment on the specific issue, but says the association doesn't believe activist shareholder resolutions are good corporate practice.
Because it's something that hasn't been properly discussed, it's just coming out as a thought bubble.
The campaigners are undeterred. Angela Fredericks says they will continue targeting airlines.
So most definitely Virgin. I've already been petitioning 11 other airlines as well.
Qantas carried 65 million passengers in the last year, of which it says a tiny proportion were refugees and asylum seekers. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.